Hello, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the law of the harvest. But before I do, I want to share with you some of the things that people have been saying and have said about Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, which is available through this ministry. I pray and believe it'll be a blessing when you read it. It is the second in a series, the first book being Discover Your True Worth. This book, Discover Your True Strength. Joni Lamb, who is the head of Daystar Television, said this: some books teach you principles needed for that moment of what do I do, or an encouraging word to keep you moving forward through the toughest times. Lindsay Roberts in Discover Your True Worth not only teaches and encourages, but also empowers you with scripture to obtain the overcomer stance of peace and stability to stand firm and strong. Lindsay was just on Joni's program, Table Talk, just a few weeks ago. She's a precious woman of God. Kim Jones, who is known better in the industry as Real Talk Kim, said this: I'm so happy Lindsay wrote this book, Discover Your True Strength. Too often, we complicate things like hearing God's voice and being led by Him, leaving us confused and doubting instead of moving forward into all that He has for us. In this practical guidebook, Lindsay gives us the tools we need to discover our true strength so we can walk in even deeper relationships with Him. Tim Story, who is a life coach and a longtime friend, tremendous minister out in California, said this: I'm excited about Lindsay's new book. When it comes to helping women overcome obstacles, there are few people who are as experienced and compassionate as Lindsay. Her chapter entitled Strong Women Bounce Back is essential reading for any woman who finds herself sitting in a setback. She teaches us that while you are feeling the sting of your setback, God is preparing your comeback. And then here is a very special word from my dear friend Lisa Osteen Comas. Her brother, Joel Osteen, and the entire Osteen family have been friends for many, many years. In Lindsay's book, Lisa says, she takes you on a miraculous journey of faith to help you discover your God-given strengths through His Word that will in turn bless and strengthen others. As you take practical steps to fulfill your calling by choosing courage and joy and by relying on God's supernatural inner strength, you will find you are truly stronger than you think to positively impact your world. Then here's a word from our longtime friend Kate McVeigh, has a tremendous ministry up in Michigan. Kate says this: I've known Lindsay for many years and have found her books to be filled with Bible-based practical teaching. And to me, Discover Your True Strength is following that same pattern. In just the chapter titles alone, it felt like I was navigating a path on a journey to discover true strength that comes from the Lord, identifying strength stealers, and ultimately finding true strength in the Lord and in the power of His might. Terry Savelle Foy, author of The Alone Advantage, said this: in Discovering Your True Strength, Lindsay Roberts has created a roadmap for personal transformation and empowerment. As someone who has dedicated her life to helping women to break free from limitations and live their dreams, this book is a powerful tool in that journey. And then here's a word from our longtime friend, Dog the Bounty Hunter, and his dear wife, Francie. Lindsay's words are inspiring and full of wisdom, and we highly recommend this book to anyone seeking to deepen their relationship with God and discover their true strength in Him. The possibilities God has for each of us are limitless. I'm urging you, get this book. Go to richardroberts.org, or you can go to discoveryourtruestrength.com. Make sure I get that right. That's richardroberts.org or discoveryourtruestrength.com and order this book. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. She's working on the third book. I would give you the title, but she'd skin me alive if I were to give you the title in advance. So I won't do, I won't do that. Let's talk for just a moment about the laws of the harvest. Reaping from what you sow. Oh my God, Richard's going to preach another message on giving. Yes, because giving is a tremendous source of blessing in your life. Reaping from what you sow. Sowing seeds as an act of your will and an act of your faith. Jesus said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Since my salvation, when I was 19 years old, and since my beginning to pray in tongues, what many call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that night, since that night, the greatest thing I have learned is how to make my life a seed. My love, my time, my prayers, my smiles, my words, my pat on the back, everything that I do, my money, everything that I sow is a seed sown as unto the Lord. And the scripture says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, the word of God confirms this. In Proverbs 3, verse 9, the scripture says, Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all of your income. It's extremely important for you to understand that God can only bless what you put in his hand. That's why he said, he says these things in scripture. And when you honor God, you are demonstrating that God is number one in your life. And listen, when you make God your priority, he's going to make you his priority. Now, let me give you seven specific reasons to sow. You might want to get a pen and paper, write this down, or type this down on your laptop or on your telephone. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Seven reasons to sow. Number one, you sow to honor your Creator. Very simply, you sow to bring honor to the Lord. Matthew 22, verse 21 says this, Render unto God the things that are God's. Remember, God owns the entire world and its substance. The earth is the Lord, the Bible says, and the fullness thereof. Secondly, you sow unto him to acknowledge your heritage. You mean I have a heritage? Yes, you do. Galatians 3:29 says, If ye be of Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That means you have a heritage. And if you study Abraham in the Bible, you'll find he was the very first person to sow unto the Lord. He was the first to pay tithes or to give tithes unto the Lord. When he met Melchizedek, and Melchizedek said to him, Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, and the one who delivers him from all of his enemies. For the first time in Abraham's life, he knew who God was. And when he did, he fell on his knees and gave a tithe, a tenth of all that he had, unto the Lord. Abraham was the first to tithe and set up the tithing principle, which you and I follow today. Third, you sow unto the Lord to fulfill the covenant. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 says this, For if that which is done away was glorious, much more than which remaineth is glorious. All right? You are fulfilling God's covenant with you. Did you know that you have a covenant with God? When you sow unto the Lord, it builds a relationship. It builds a contract. It builds a covenant with God and you. Number four, you give unto the Lord to show your love. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7 says this, Many waters cannot quench love. What does that mean? That means there's nothing that can stop your seed except your doubt. So when you sow, believe that God will use it for his glory and multiply it back. David said these words, I would not give God that which cost me nothing. Some people want to give things to God that mean nothing to them. That's what happened with Cain and Abel. If you go back into the book of Genesis and read about it, you'll see that Abel gave of his first fruit offerings, but Cain gave in the course of time, or in other words, he gave when he got around to it. And he gave something that meant nothing to him. And because it meant nothing to him, it meant nothing to God. And his offering was rejected by God. And Cain rose up and killed his brother over an offering. David said, I would not give something to God that didn't mean anything to me. So when you sow into God, don't give him a handout. Don't give something that doesn't mean anything to you, because if it means nothing to you, it will mean nothing to him. Number five is you sow to escape condemnation. Well, that's a pretty heavy thing for you to say, Richard. Well, let's go back to the Bible again. Malachi 3, verse 8 says, Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me, and there's a curse against you. When you don't sow into the Lord, you set yourself in position to be cursed by God. That's what happened to the nation of Israel, and you don't want that to happen, and certainly I don't either. So you sow in order to escape condemnation. Then number six, and I love this one, you give to spread the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 14 says, "So hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel." In other words, when you support your church, the ministry that you love, when you support philanthropic things, like when you support and sow unto the Lord, you are literally putting your seed into the hands of God. And then finally, number seven, you sow to enjoy God's blessing. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, "You've done good that you did communicate with me concerning giving and receiving. For you sent once and again, through a man by the name of Epaphroditus, the things which were sent to me, which have an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God." You see, when you sow unto the Lord, you set yourself into a position to receive God's blessing back in your life. Every time you sow to God, you have a Bible right to expect Him to do what the Scripture says in Malachi 3, and that is to open you the windows of heaven, to pour you out a blessing, so much so that there will not be room enough to receive it. These are seven reasons that I sow, and I sow on a regular basis. I'm constantly checking to make sure that my tithe is up to date, plus offerings on top of that. I don't just give 10% as my tithe. I go beyond that and give offerings from time to time into different works. I believe in that with all my heart. I believe in the seed principle. Now, this principle has been maligned by many people. Many, many, many people. I remember once I was sitting with my dad in his home, and after my mother had passed away. And we were just sitting there, and the TV was on, but it was down low. We weren't listening much to it. It was on a Christian station. A man was preaching, and my dad and I were sitting on the couch together. We were talking, and the volume was real low on the TV. And all of a sudden, we heard in the distance, we heard this preacher say my dad's name. And my dad stopped for a minute, and he said, "Hey, he just said my name." So I reached over and turned the volume up on the remote. And he just started railing on my dad. I mean, he just started railing on him for teaching on sowing and reaping. And he was amazed, and my dad and I was amazed. We just sat there and listened. And it was kind of amazing, all the negative stuff that's coming out of this man's mouth. And when he finished, he said, "And now we will receive our seed faith offering." My dad started to laugh so hard, he literally rolled off the couch onto the floor. He was laughing so hard. The man hated my dad, but he loved the principle of seed faith sowing. And so do I. Oh, how I praise God for it. It's a way to live your life. And I challenge you today, be a seed sower. Sow unto the Lord and expect Him, when you do, to open you your windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, so much so that there will not be enough room to receive it. How I thank God for that. I'm sowing right now like never before. And one reason is because I have so many things that are in my heart that I want to do. And as a matter of fact, I want to make an announcement. Actually, I want to confirm an announcement. I told you some time ago that I was believing God for starting a new live 5-day-a-week television program on healing. And I've been waiting for the Victory Network to confirm the start date and also the time slot that it will be in. And it was confirmed just yesterday, the day before I'm making this podcast. And so I have an announcement to make. Beginning July 22nd, which is a Monday, beginning July 22nd at noon Central Time, that's noon Central Time, I'm going to be hosting a live 30-minute healing program 5 days a week on the Victory Network. Now, the Victory Network is the fastest growing Christian television network in the world. It is growing by leaps and bounds, and founded by my longtime friend and mentor, Kenneth Copeland. And I am so excited. I just got the word yesterday. We'll be starting live Monday through Friday at noon Central Time. That's 1 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. That's noon in the Central Time Zone. That's 11 a.m. in Mountain Time Zone and 10 a.m. out in Pacific. And it'd be, what, 8 a.m. out in Hawaii. You just keep on going. On July 22nd at noon Central Time, I'm starting a new live 30-minute healing program. Interactive. I'll have live prayer partners there, and I'll be praying for the sick every day, taking testimonies, praying the prayer of faith, believing God for many, many miracles. And I'm telling you, here's what's in my heart. I'm believing that this program, in time, will become America's daily healing service. Do you hear me? I'm believing this program will become America's daily healing service. And I am expecting miracles. I am expecting the power of God to flow like never before. I'm expecting God to manifest the word of knowledge through me, the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of healing through me, to go into people's lives, to touch and change and bring healing into their lives physically, spiritually, emotionally, in their businesses, in their jobs, in their ministries, in their families, in their finances, in every area of people's lives. That's Monday starting July the 22nd at noon Central Time on the Victory Network. Now, if you don't have the Victory Network, I suggest you get it. I'm going to call the program The Place for Miracles Live. The Place for Miracles Live. And I am expecting tremendous miracles. I'm setting my faith with you right now. I come against every sickness, every disease, every fear, every doubt, anything and everything that's unlike God that has come against you. I rebuke it now in the authority of Jesus' name, and I command the devil to take his hands off of your life. I rebuke it. And I believe God for you in the authority of Jesus' name. Be healed is my prayer. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast today. Remember to order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength. Just go to richardroberts.org or go to discoveryourtruestrength.com. Correct? Yes, it's correct. Thanks, Nick. And get the book. I believe it'll be a blessing, not just for women, but for men too. It's terrific for guys as well. So be sure and order your copy if you've not already done so. Discover your true strength. God richly bless you, and I'll see you next time right here on the Expect a Miracle podcast.
I want to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever felt lost? Are you concerned about your future? Have you ever felt like you have no strength to deal with the current situation? Do you live in fear sometimes and wonder how to get out of it? Me too. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I want to tell you what I did. I wrote a book about it called Discover Your True Strength, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges. I want to help you. I want to help you find direction the same way I found direction, step by step, idea by idea, concept by concept, a way that I could follow to understand, guess what? I have inner strength. I have strength on the inside that God allowed me to tap into, and I believe you have strength on the inside that you can tap into. I want you to discover your true strength, and I believe this book will be there to help you every step of the way. All you have to do is go online, discoveryourtruestrength.com, and I pray it blesses you.